It's ETF of the Week time here on Money Life, and that means Tom Lydon's in the house. Tom is the editor at ETF Trends. If you want more information on all things ETF related, but especially about what Tom is looking at, then you're going to go to ETFtrends.com. You can follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. You can follow the site on Twitter. They're at ETF Trends. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Guggenheim Total Return Bond ETF, ticker symbol GTO.
It's GTO, the Guggenheim Total Return Bond ETF. First things first, there's always a disclosure when we talk with you about Guggenheim, because this is a fund company you know particularly well because you have a relationship with them.
That's right.
I know that doesn't play into why you like this fund. So why do you like this fund right now?
I'm glad you brought it up. So I am on the board of trustees that oversees some of the ETFs and mutual funds at Guggenheim. So I'm there to represent shareholders. I'm not paid by Guggenheim. I'm really compensated by the shareholders to oversee the funds. But still, it's important that we mention that. Guggenheim is a great manager, very well known for being active in the fixed income world. We haven't talked about active management in ETFs, especially in fixed income, in a while. And this is a new ETF that is managed by the Guggenheim team. We bring it up for this reason. There's been a lot of volatility, not only in equities, but also in fixed income. In mid-December, when Janet Yellen pulled the trigger to hike interest rates for the first time in a long time, many people felt that it was going to be very dangerous for income investors going forward. And here we are, 6 or 7 weeks later, and one of the best asset classes to be in 2016 was treasuries. So it's amazing to see what can happen. With that being said, I think the long-only investor on the fixed income side is going to have challenges down the road, because we will eventually get into a more consistent rising rate environment, and that means that the value of treasuries will go down as rates go up, because the new treasuries that are being issued will offer higher yields. However, the big question is, how many rate hikes is the Fed actually going to implement in 2016? Their guidance at the beginning of the year was 4. Many feel we're going to be lucky to see 2. And there's some people that are even talking about we may go back into a recession, which may force the Fed to go back into an easing mode. Regardless, the average investor really has a tough time deciding what direction the fixed income market's going to be in. And it may be the right time for investors to consider a more active strategy where you have people like the team at Guggenheim that has their finger on the pulse as far as what's going on and can move the portfolio in and out of certain areas based on movement and based on what's going on economically. So this ETF has a lot less volatility than most fixed income strategies. It is mostly in government-related areas like treasuries and mortgage-backed securities, but it does have the ability to have a higher cash component. Low expense ratio, only 50 basis points, and the yield is actually over 5%. So here's a situation where through their management, if they can actually get a consistent yield that's close to 5% over an extended period of time with less volatility, you're going to see more money move into active management, because even long-term treasuries are barely offering 2.5%, Chuck? That's pretty dismal at this point.
Yeah. Now, as a general rule, you are somewhat circumspect about new funds. Again, you would know a little bit more about this one than you would about others. But this is a fund that's so new that it only has $20 million of assets or so. And it doesn't have yet a 200-day moving average, which is normally your preference, is looking at the 200-day average, not like a 50-day average. So is this just a watch list until it gets A, critical mass, $50 million, and B, the longer track record? Or Is this a case where we want to see even longer than that, how the active side of things plays out and we see how well active works in the ETF wrapper? Or is this, yeah, make a change because this is great from the concept and you're willing to consider it from the concept?
Yeah, Chuck, we've been working together too long because you always know the next step. And it's absolutely right. This is a new ETF. I brought up this ETF for ETF of the Week specifically because having the opportunity to talk about where investors are today regarding fixed income. Because many investors who do long-term asset allocation have been well served by being diversified in the fixed income arena. In a rising rate environment, things might change. So think about looking at active fixed income strategies, and there's some great options in the ETF space. Guggenheim does have another one that's been around for a while, GSY, but also PIMCO is known for BOND and MINT for active strategies too. I think it's the time specifically that investors need to think about active management on the fixed income side because the long-term trends are going to change. Don't go out and buy this ETF right now. It is new. The spreads are going to be greater because there's not much money in it, and it doesn't have a long-term moving average. It might be something that you consider down the road for sure, but most importantly, dig into it if what we're talking about regarding your fixed income strategy makes sense, because the people behind this are very, very smart, and they're managing billions of dollars for a lot of institutions and high net worth people. If at one point in time it does make sense for you, you get some good managers pretty inexpensively.
It's an interesting fund for all the reasons you talked about. It is definitely one to watch. It's the Guggenheim Total Return Bond ETF, ticker symbol GTO. And again, Tom is on the board of trustees for the Guggenheim funds, but that had nothing to do with why he picked it here. It's more that he's familiar with it and all the reasons he gave for looking at the fund. That's what's most important. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETF Trends. If you want more information, you're going to go to etftrends.com and or you're going to follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom's on Twitter, too, at Tom Lydon. Well, this was a great start to the Thursday, February 25th edition of Money Life. We've got plenty more to go, so settle back and relax. Money Life will be back in just a moment.